And now this is a dictation for Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, August 11, 1940, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Sorensen. She has advanced renal failure, hypertension, CHF. I just saw her in the hospital. She's now at Masonic Home. We did a video conference. We offered her to come in person. Dyspnea improved on diuretics, trying to do salt and fluid restriction. Edema also stable or better. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, incontinent of urine, but no cloudiness or blood. Folic catheter removed in the hospital. Edema, as indicated above, presently no ulcers. Denied chest pain palpitation. Did have atrial fibrillation in the hospital. She has chronic orthopnea on oxygen 1.5 liters, no purulent material hemoptysis. She developed some kind of skin allergy to probably the plastic from the cushion on the legs as well as on the feet. There is no drainage. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Anticoagulated with Eliquis, a low dose for renal failure, bronchodilators, thyroid replacement. She is on DAPA, D-A-P-A, glyphosine, G-L-I-F-O-Z-I-N. On Lasix, metoprolol. Next paragraph, blood pressure there, 110 over 53. Decreased hearing but normal speech. No gross respiratory distress. Alert orientis 9-3. No facial asymmetry. I was able to look at her legs and the rash on her feet. She has morbid obesity. Next paragraph, since discharge, most recent chemistries, August 15, creatinine 1.6, which is actually below baseline. A normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 136, present GFR 31. Normal calcium. Anemia 12.2, a normal white blood cell and platelets. Previously normal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. We start dialysis based on symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or unresponsive volume overload. She has edema on oxygen, but clinically stable. Continuous salt fluid restriction diuretics. Next number, hypertension in the low side. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. Next number, prior smoker COPD. Next number, CHF. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Beta blockers anticoagulated. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, monitor potassium for adjustments in diet. Next number, monitor phosphorus for phosphorus binders. Next number, monitor anemia for EPO treatment intravenous iron. Next paragraph, technically, her GFR is above 30. We will allow the use of dapagliflozin for the time being, although this will be contraindicated for GFR less than 30, which she has been in the past few years. Continue chemistries in a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next few months. End of dictation.